Our Father, who art in heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Please be seated.
Be seated.
This morning we are going to be reading a very simple story, should have known better. This evening we are going to be reading a very simple story that took place just after the children of Israel had settled for the first time in the land of Canaan. All right? Joshua was the leader at the time, and in this story, Joshua begins by reminding the children of Israel of all of the wonderful things that the Lord had done to get them to where they were on this day. All right? And then after reminding them of all of the wonderful things the Lord had done for them, Joshua then invites the children of Israel to make a choice. All right? And I'd like to invite especially the children to listen for what the choice was that Joshua gave to the children of Israel and how the children of Israel responded. And our reading for this evening is taken from the book of Joshua, chapter 24. Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem. And he called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says Jehovah, God of Israel, your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river in old times, and they served other gods. But then I took your father Abraham from the other side of the river, and I led him throughout all the land of Canaan, and multiplied his descendants, and gave him to Isaac. To Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. To Esau I gave the mountains of Seir as a possession. But to Jacob and his children, they went down into Egypt. Also, I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued the Egyptians according to what I did among them, and afterwards I brought them out. Then I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the Red Sea, and the Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and with horsemen through the Red Sea. So they cried out to Jehovah, and he put darkness between you and the Egyptians, brought the sea upon them and covered them. And your eyes, they saw what I did to the Egyptians. Then you dwelt in the wilderness for a long time. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, who dwelt on the other side of the Jordan. And they fought with you. But I gave them into your hands, that you might possess their land, and I destroyed them all from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose to make war against you, and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore he continued to bless you. So I delivered you again out of their hand. Then you went over the Jordan and came to Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, also the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Girgashonites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. but I delivered them all into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, also the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword or with your bow. I have given you a land for which you did not labor, and cities which you did not build, and you dwelt in them. You eat of the vineyards and olive groves which you did not plant. Now therefore, fear Jehovah. Serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve Jehovah. And if it seems evil to you to serve Jehovah, then choose. Choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah. So the people answered and said, far be it from us that we should forsake Jehovah to serve other gods. We also will serve Jehovah, for he is our God. Amen. So here we have this wonderful story where Joshua had gathered together all of the children of Israel after they had settled in the land of Canaan, and he began to remind them of all of the wonderful things that the Lord had done for them up to this point. He reminded them of how the Lord had always been with their forefathers, with Abraham and with Isaac and with Jacob. He reminded them about how they used to be slaves in Egypt and how the Lord had freed them from the bondage of the Egyptians. He reminded them of how the Lord had led them through the Red Sea, led them through the wilderness, conquered all of their enemies for them, and eventually led them to this beautiful land, a land, it says, for which they did not even labor. And then, if you were listening, after Joshua reminded them of all these wonderful things the Lord had done for them, Joshua gave them a choice. And do any of the children remember what that choice was? What was the choice he put before them? That's exactly right. Joshua gave them the choice to either follow Jehovah, follow the Lord, which meant walking in his ways and keeping his commandments, or following other gods, which would have meant, of course, not walking in the Lord's ways or keeping his commandments. And what did the people choose to do? Anybody? Who did they choose to follow, the Lord or the other gods?
Not the Lord.
They chose to follow the Lord. That's right. Now, this story reminds us of a very, very simple, but very, very important truth. And that simple truth is that the Lord always gives us a choice as to whether or not we want to follow him. Just like the Lord gave the children of Israel so many wonderful things and was always leading them and guiding them, the Lord is, of course, always leading and guiding us, right? We know that. He's always working to give us wonderful things. But does the Lord ever force you to follow him?
No.
Does the Lord ever force you to accept the gifts that he wants to give you? No. He never forces you. Instead, he invites you to follow him. And then you can choose to follow him if you'd like to. And that's very important. Just to use one simple example, we all know that the Lord wants us to go to heaven, right? There isn't a single person in this whole world that the Lord did not create for a place in his heavenly kingdom. And yet, is the Lord ever going to come down out of heaven and grab somebody and force them to come up into heaven if they don't want to? No, of course not. The Lord doesn't force us. He invites us. We know that the Lord wants us to follow the Ten Commandments because he knows that if we do, he will be able to make us happier than we can ever imagine. But does the Lord ever force you to follow the Ten Commandments?
No.
Does he force you?
No.
No, if you did something wrong and you were about to tell a lie to get away with it, is the Lord going to reach out his hand from heaven again and go, and not let you tell that lie? No. We are free to choose to follow the Lord's commandments or not. And this is true with every single thing that the Lord offers and does for us. We are free to follow him, and we are free to choose not to follow him as well. And that's very, very important, because in any relationship, both people need to be choosing to love each other and to approach each other in order for that relationship to work. And that's certainly true with when it comes to our relationship with the Lord. All right. So this year at camp, as we always do, we've got a theme that we are going to be focusing on. And do any of you know what that theme is? Yeah.
Free choices.
Free choices, right. Specifically, freedom and rationality. And so we're going to be talking a lot about how important it is for us every day, every moment of every day, to freely choose to follow the Lord. The more we choose to do that freely, the more the Lord will be able to truly guide us and prepare us for a place in his heavenly kingdom. So, I am hoping that all of you have a little piece of yellow paper. And boy, it's dark, isn't it? So if you can't read this, give it a try if you can, but I'll read it nice and loud for you. What I am holding in my hand here, and what all of you hopefully have, is what is going to be our recitation for this week. This is the recitation that we will be saying at each of our worship services. And you will notice that this recitation comes from the wonderful story we read for today, where the children of Israel, just like all of us, were given a choice as to whether they wanted to follow the Lord or not. So I'd like to invite you to please all rise at this point, and we'll end by just saying our recitation together. Does somebody have a flashlight that I could share?
And if it be evil in your eyes to serve Jehovah, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were across the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve Jehovah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Now we'll close by singing one verse of Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.